It's no secret. The United States Secret Service is an agency in crisis.
Perhaps what we should do is lean on the United States military, the FBI, the U.S. Marshals, others, to be assigned or detailed to the Secret Service for the next 12 months so that they can make it through the presidential election. We need people who can wield a gun, know what they're doing, and be trusted.
It's House Oversight and Government Reform Chairman Jason Chaffetz, who's a Republican of Utah, calling in the cavalry to help the Secret Service recover from a series of lapses over the last 7 years. Todd Zwillig, Takeaway Washington correspondent. We've got a report now from the Congress and a call for action. Remind us of the lapses of the Secret Service and react to Chaffetz's call for other federal personnel to do the service's job.
Yeah. Hi, John. Well, this is a report detailing an agency in deep crisis. It's an ongoing investigation for about the last year, and it's just become final on the Hill. Now, some of these incidents are going to be familiar to you, and there's a lot new in this report, too. It really all starts back in November 2011. Shots fired at the White House from the Ellipse, just south of the White House, by a man with a semi-automatic rifle, and it took days and days for the Secret Service to determine the source of the bullets. In April 2012, the famous misconduct in Cartagena, Colombia, in advance of a presidential trip, Secret Service agents drinking, soliciting prostitution, bringing prostitutes back to their rooms and causing embarrassment for the White House. September 2014, the knife-wielding fence jumper who got over the fence across the North Lawn and into the White House and made it as far as the East Room, but made it much further than Secret Service officials originally told Congress. They had to come back and clean up the story afterward, and then Director Julia Pearson resigned shortly after that incident. And then there was the incident last year, which you'll remember, at the Centers for Disease Control down in Atlanta, when a security contractor with a police record and a gun on him was able to get on an elevator with the president and stand right next to him. John, listen to Secret Service Director Joe Clancy here. He was promoted to the director job after other leaders were fired. He's been testifying on the Hill a lot lately.
And I've heard the comments that were made today, reprehensible, disturbing, embarrassing. I agree with everything that's been said here today, and my workforce does as well. But a hearing like this puts a definitive stamp on our failures.
Leadership failure, a culture of abuse, what's going on here?
Well, the report details an agency that is chronically understaffed, has had its staff cut by hundreds over the last couple of years, both by budget cuts, which Congress bears part of the responsibility for, but also by attrition. Attrition, why? Because of low morale. People don't want to work there anymore. They want to get out. The report says there's a culture of targeting whistleblowers, that it's well known among agents and personnel that if you complain, that your complaints are going to be met possibly with retribution and certainly with the opprobrium of officials there. John, there's a lot new in this report, too, some of it pretty shocking. There's an incident from last September where a man posing as a congressman got past agents and was actually escorted to speak personally with the president backstage at a big awards dinner. There are several incidents of unauthorized and unscreened people getting near the president. There's also new details about that Cartagena trip that I mentioned, the one where Secret Service agents were soliciting prostitution and drinking. Emails detailed in the report among agents and even some officials prior to the trip, sort of celebrating their plans to drink heavily, to bring extra cash for prostitutes, basically revealing, according to the report, a culture within the Secret Service where agents were pretty clear that this was part of their culture and that they weren't going to face retribution for it. There have been other incidents, John, that don't involve agents' personnel, including one very recently, just in the last couple of weeks, of a Secret Service employee working inside the White House who's been arrested for soliciting sex over text message from who he thought was a 14-year-old girl. It was actually a Delaware state trooper, and he's under arrest.
Quickly, Todd Zwillig, can the Marines or U.S. Marshals substitute for the Secret Service? Is that a call Congress can make? Can the president make it himself?
Well, activating the Marines would be difficult. We have constitutional prohibitions on the military operating domestically except in emergencies. The president, I suppose, could activate the FBI or the U.S. Marshals. We're not there yet. But, John, this report details an agency that's in such crisis that if it doesn't change soon, that candidates in 2016 and the president himself are in jeopardy.
And reform will be slow, slower probably than the campaign in 2016. Todd Zwillig, Takeaway Washington correspondent, thanks so much.
You got it, John.